Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Taxing tips. Should hospitality workers have to pay tax on tips? The Deputy Ken O'Flynn is calling on the government to try and exempt gratuities from income tax. Adrian Cummins is the CEO of the Irish Restaurants Association. Should hospitality workers have to pay some tax on their tips, Adrian?
Well, currently, let me just state what happens here in terms of tax on tips. Staff pay tax on tips. If it's paid through a credit card machine, the employer will process the tip through payroll and the tax and PRSI will be paid on that tip. If it's a cash and it's given directly to the staff member, there is an obligation on the staff member to declare that cash in and pay a tax on it with their annual return. Staff do is their own business in terms of the cash. But I feel, and I think when you look at other EU countries like France, United States have brought it in now where tips is now exempt from tax. And that helps workers. There's a cost in trying to manage all of this as well. The employer has to pay PRSI on top of the tip. There's a cost to the employer when it's being processed through credit card terminals. But our view and my view is that we should come to a decision in terms of those that receive tips. And it's not a lot of money. I'm sure your listeners that are working in the hospitality sector will say it's not a huge amount, but it should be exempt from tax.
So the current situation that if I'm have lunch today and I put 10% on the bill, but I pay via my Revolut or by my bank card or Apple Wallet, that'll be taxed at source by the employer paying the staff member through their monthly salary.
Correct.
Yeah, but if I hand it over cash, then it's entirely up to the staff member to declare that themselves.
It is, yeah, and I think.
I mean, let's be honest. How many are doing that, Adrian?
Yeah, I don't think many are doing that. So, I think if there's not a lot of people doing it, and I think in the current climate at the moment for our staff and the cost of living crisis, I think it would be a nice thing to do. There's about three categories that get tips that I know, and I'm sure there's others that'll phone in. You have your hairdressers. You have taxis, and you also have in hospitality in general. There's probably others out there, but they're the three that will come to mind straight away. So, if you tip a taxi driver cash, what does he or she do with that? If you tip a hairdresser or a barber cash when you're paying for your haircut or blow dry or whatever it is, what happens with that cash tip as well. So I think, the United States have pressed ahead in this, and they're very...
Yeah, but minimum wage, there's no comparison though, Adrian.
I agree with you. There's no comparison when you compare the minimum wage. But in terms of what the United States had to... What the people that are working in hospitality in the United States... when they have to declare their tips through taxation over there, it's a huge ordeal, and I think they saw that, and that's why they decided, that they would remove tax on tips in the US.
So stay with me, Adrian, for a few moments. 087-1400-106. That's the WhatsApp number. Should hospitality workers, and not just those in hospitality, hairdressers too, should they have to pay tax on tips? Terence Boyle is on the line. Terence is the owner of a hairdressing group, Terence Boyle as well. How would your staff be affected by this, Terence?
Oh, well, listen, your last caller in there is totally right. Hairdressers, there is a big tip in culture and the hairdressing industry. And as you say there, not a massive lot of money, but I think it's just a personal touch between the customer and the stylist or whatever. And I think, if taxation starts coming into it, I think that, you know, the tippling culture would probably be well affected by it, because, you know, it's just a wee personal thing that happens between a customer and a stylist of their choice, you know.
So when you're talking to your staff, typically, Terence, do they usually tend to get is the tip in cash or is it on the card, you know, when they're paying for the service?
Yeah, well, to be honest, you know, most of the tips will be in cash now. Over the last while, with most people are paying by cards now, I would stand over it, and I would, you know, after they're doing the days, they can, it's probably, if, you know, they would be able to take the cash with them, because if you start taking away the wee tip, like, you know, it mightn't be a wee lot of money, but it's a lot of money at the end of the day. If it's, you know, extra €20 for their day, they can, you know, but, it, you know, I would make sure they get their cash in the evening time, whereas, and it's just something that then they would get their tips for every day. But I just think if I made it more difficult for them and said that it had to be carded and it had to be go through everything, I think just my staff wouldn't be happy, and I don't think that the customers using my shops would be happy. That this is the way of doing it.
So typically, typically the tip comes in the form of cash. And would you know? Yeah. I'm just curious, Terence. Like, you know, often when you're maybe in a restaurant or paying for a service like that, you nearly get the pre-prepped option. You know, you have 5% or 10% or 20%. Do customers tend to tip hairdressers like, you know, as a certain percentage of the service, or do they maybe typically give a fiver or, I don't know, €10 or whatever
you know,
it is?
So, you know, the one thing about Ireland and the hairdressing thing is, you know, we are good tippers and hairdressers anyway, you know, because, like, it could be, you know, for washing rotary, it could be even more than 10%. You know, it is not over a lot of money, but, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of the week, you know, it's they're able to get their Chinese when they go. They're spending the money they're making. They're not just putting it in their pocket. They're going home and they're getting the Chinese that they can afford. Or, do you know what I mean? It's not that there's money that they're saving, you know. They'll, because I would be joking them, say, you know, when they would get their money, they would say that's the Chinese sorted for the night, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so marked, like, for something. Nowhere it's been spent.
They use the money in a good way after it. You know, that'd be my way of thinking of it.
The listener here has got in touch to say, I never ever tip. It's an imported custom from the US. People expect a tip for even pouring a cup of coffee nowadays. There's not a chance. Another listener tells me, it's a joke. I work in retail. Nobody tips me, and I never tip under any circumstances. Tips should be totally abolished, but failing that, tax at a higher rate as well, suggests this listener. Larissa Feeney's joining us. Larissa's the CEO of Canor. You're an accountant, Larissa. The reality is, anybody who gets any tip today really should be paying tax on it, Larissa.
That's it exactly, Andrea. Yes, I mean, the rules are very clear, aren't they? Now, it does lead to additional work, absolutely, like your other speakers have said, both on the employer and on the employee, and additional cost as well, in terms of employers' PRSI for those tips that are processed through payroll. Although there are apps now that you can process your tips through, separate apps that remove that cost, which is one good thing. But yes, essentially, the fundamental rules of our tax system is that all income is taxed and tips are classed as an income.
Just explain the difference to me, Larissa, between the likes of, you know, say if I go into one of Adrian's colleagues today into a restaurant, and there's a service charge at the end of that bill, and the service charge is maybe, I don't know, 10 or 12 quid on the bill. But then I decide that the service I got from a particular waiter or waitress was absolutely excellent. I was really impressed with it, and I want to personally leave them, you know, I don't know, 5-6 euro, whatever. Like, I'm given that because it was for good service. I was satisfied with the service. There wasn't an onus on me to do it. Surely I can give that as a little gift to the waiter or waitress.
Absolutely. It's just that it is classed as income. You can give whatever you want, but it is classed as income on the recipient. So currently a service charge on the bill is classed as additional salary on the waiter or waitress. And if you give a cash tip, that's classed as additional income that the waiter or waitress is supposed to return at the end of their year. Now, or at the end of the tax year. I'll try to explain it a different way, I suppose, as well, Andrea, in terms of fairness. One of the contributors there in text messages mentioned that they're a retail worker. So if you compare a retail worker earning, let's say, €15 an hour, and a hospitality worker earning, say, €15 an hour, but including tips, if the tips were non-taxable, then those workers who are both working very hard and both providing excellent service are taxed very differently. And there's an element of income there that's not taxed, which isn't probably fair if you were to compare it to other sectors within the economy and the same level of salaries that are applied. The other element I would say would be if from what Deputy O'Flynn said, he said that he believes that cases of genuine tipping should be exempt from tax. And it's that word genuine that I would have concerns about, because who classes, who defines genuine, who decides what genuine is? And would that open it up to abuse that's currently not possible the way the current rules are set up?
But a gratuity is a gift. Like if any of our listeners get, you know, often at Christmas time you hear listeners will tell us about getting, a 100 quid or maybe a 50 euro voucher from their boss for a super value, or, you know, the gift cards that they can spend one for all, do with whatever they want. Like the person getting that gift doesn't have to pay tax on that card, Larissa.
No, and there is, you're talking about the vouchers that we're allowed to get on an annual basis.
Amount or something, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 1,500 euros at the moment, maximum of 3 vouchers a year. That's from an employer to an employee. So there's very, very strict rules around that. And there's even rules around gifting. If I was to give you a gift, for example, there's rules around gifting as well. And what the government have done, they've stipulated that tipping is not a gift, it's income. So it's classed as, it's taxed as such.
But even the euro, you know, a euro or two that you might leave by way of the change out of a 20 if you're buying round, you know, around the bar counter in a pub. Like the bar staff member has to pay the tax and the 2 euro and declare that.
Absolutely. Those are the rules as they currently are. And that applies right across the economy. Any additional income that any of us get, you know, like if you think of Nixers, for example, where somebody would do something, let's say repair a computer for somebody and you give them 50 euro, 100 euro, whatever. All of that is strictly taxable. All income is taxable and there's no lower limit on that. And that's the fairness aspect of our tax system. And that's why it's that way, so that all of us are treated the same way. Now, there is some types of income, I have to say, there are some types of income that where there are rules around, for example, reimbursement of expenses. If you think about the haulage sector, for example, Andrea, there's some expenses that are paid to employees there that are non-taxable. And those are very, very clearly stated and established in law.
Ger Flanagan is joining us as well, Larissa. Ger is from the Yall Business Alliance, the Yall Business Alliance based in Cork. Do you think this is fair, Ger, when you're talking to workers?
Well, to be honest with you, I think tips are given in good faith. They're obviously given for a level of service that's provided. What we do in our businesses, we find people tend to pay by card, but they will give a cash a tip to the staff member if they're happy with the service. And the staff member, it's up to themselves, obviously, to declare for tax. But I think the clear way of doing it would be to exempt it from tax. It's something that's given in good faith by the customer who's paying plenty of tax anyway in everything we purchase across the board. It's just something that people like to do, gifted, tipping, whatever you want to call it. And I think traditionally it hasn't been taxed. It's probably supposed to be declared, but generally it probably is not. And I think it's given for a level of service. And it's up to the customer whether they provide a tip or whether they don't. It's up to their discretion. And I think when people give a tip, you don't expect it to be taxed, you know, when you give it. So that's obviously my take on it. I don't think it should be taxed.
Okay. A listener has got in touch to say, you know, what about teachers doing grinds? Do they declare their revenue or their income for this? Well, I suppose, sure, they should have to. I mean, they probably should be declaring it and paying tax on it if you're to follow the letter of the law. Kevin is with us. Kevin, do you believe hospitality workers and hairdressers and taxi drivers should be paying tax on their tips?
God, yes.
No question.
No question. I mean, you just mentioned teachers, and I mean, we've one or two of them in the family. They're doing grinds. Why are they doing grinds? So that they can get a mortgage. They can't get a mortgage if they don't declare the money. It isn't counted as part of your income. Oh, so that's only cash that you were getting. That doesn't count for nothing. The same way, you think of all the people that you deal with for the year. I don't know what you pay to get the hair done, Andrea, but I pay about 20 or 25 quid.
Yeah.
To get a haircut,
yeah,
and I'd be very polite and say I get it. I it's getting to the stage where I'm not going to have to go as often,
right?
But
yeah, but you think everyone it's the fairest way, Kevin? You think everyone should be declaring, whether they're a teacher doing grinds or a taxi man listening, everyone should be paying tax on these tips.
Oh yeah, because otherwise, I mean, you could end up in the complete and utter. Just take the barber for instance now again. And we'll go, I go and I give him less than 3 grand a year. So he could actually claim that my money for the whole year was tips. Do you know? I gave him a tip of less than 3 grand for the year. It was mentioned earlier, the 3 grand. But in that case, he's paying no PRSI, he's getting no stamps, he's not contributing to the situation in the country. He's not paying any tax. His barbershop isn't making any money per se. But if his shop goes out of business, he doesn't have a stamp paid. He doesn't have an entitlement to get the old age pension. All these things count. Tax isn't a bill. Tax is only a bill if you make money. I mean, I believe in giving a tip for good service.
Yeah, but you expect that person to pay tax on that tip, you do?
Oh, I do, and like that. I went out the other night, myself and the family went out, we had a meal, it cost 200 quid, I paid, and I left a tenner added onto the bill.
Mm.
I think a tenner is a tip on 200 quid, easily. I think €2 a person at the table is a tenner at a tip. Because I believe this idea, like you mentioned earlier, about giving 10% on a meal. If somebody is making 13, 14 euros an hour serving you as a person, and they're working, we'll just say, in a shift, they do the lunch and the evening shift in a restaurant. They're going to turn over 20 tables in that evening. Mm-hmm. If everyone leaves a tenner on the table, they got more money for their tips than they did in their wages.
But I don't know what everyone believe in. 10 euro in a meal, now I was only just using it by way of example, but...
I had... There was a member of the family had a whatchacallit at one stage, a restaurant. And he said he couldn't get his staff to do things when they were busy. They said he couldn't get them to clear tables. And when I kindly explained to him, you're paying them 13 euros an hour, and there's two tables there want to drink, and there's another table needs clearing off. They're not going to clear off the table. They're going to run and get that glass of Coke, that glass of water, that pint, whatever. Why? Because they're going to give me a tenner. And I'm only going to give him 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah. Adrian, do you think... I know the Public Expenditure Minister, Jack Chambers, has confirmed in a Dáil statement, you know, that there's no plans to alter the tax treatment of tips. Are your colleagues concerned, you know, about this today? Are they going to start rushing to declare all the tips they're getting?
It's our staff that are concerned. But also... I think you have to point out, I need to point out also that the employer, when a tip is in process, has to pay the PRSI. So there's a cost to the employer as well if it goes through a credit card machine. But, you know, I just think there needs to be a conversation about it. I think we need to just, you know, sit down and see, is this the best way to go about this? Is there a better way? Because all I know is that when the legislation came into play around tips having to be displayed, their policies and et cetera, and then it was going through credit card machines, and we had to explain to our staff then that it had to go through, the tax man had to take his share. There was uproar.
I can well imagine. And just very finally, Larissa, I just want to clarify something here, because a lot of listeners getting in touch about gifts that teachers receive, you know, at the end of the summer period and at Christmas. Are you telling us that they'll have to pay tax on that?
Well, the gifts, now that's an interesting one. There is rules around gifts, Andrea, okay? But the gifts that teachers receive are generally, you know, they're usually not money. In most cases, it's usually a gift.
What about vouchers, though? Someone might get a restaurant voucher or coffee vouchers, or in theory, should they be paying tax on that?
No, you see, because you can give, any individual can give another individual a gift to a maximum of €3,000 a year. So that's a gift, right? And that was, so those gifts would fall under that, strictly speaking. Now, you know, you're not going to get a gift more than, worth more than €3,000 in a year from a parent. And so they would fall under that. They wouldn't fall under income. It's only because tips have been classed as income and not gifts.
And that's the
fundamental difference between the two. Yeah.
Very interesting. Larissa Feeney, accountant and CEO of Kinnor. Ger Flanagan there from the All Business Alliance. Adrian Cummins from the Restaurant Association. And Terence Boyle from the Hairdressing Group. Kevin, for getting in touch. Thanks a million. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.